Laws to limit the rights of transgender people are being proposed in at least 25 states this year. And many book bans are targeting works that address transgender issues. So maybe it's a good time to read about this issue. That's what our go-to book expert Tracy Thomas thinks. She has a list of books by transgender authors and books that address transgender issues, and she's with us now. Tracy, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
So you have your suggestions. How did your book list come about? How did you start compiling it in the first place?
You know, a big thing that happened recently in the book community is Sim Kern, who is a trans author, started a hashtag called Trans Rights Readathon, which was a hashtag encouraging folks to read books by trans and non-binary authors, as well as donate money to organizations. It was a decentralized fundraiser, so folks were encouraged to donate to any organization that supported trans people, whether that was a trans health legal fund or maybe a local shelter or even a friend who was raising money for their own gender affirming surgery. And so as this was going on, I started to compile a list and think about what sorts of books I would want to be reading and what sorts of books maybe I saw pop up that I hadn't read yet that excited me and interested me.
Okay, well, let's go to some of the books on your list. You're a fan of Akweke Emezi. Why?
Well, I think that they are such an interesting author because they're not bound by any genre. They write romance, fiction, YA, nonfiction. And I love that because it's hard to do. So I'm a fan of their work simply on the grounds of ambition, and they pull it off. They have a YA novel called Pet that I just love. It's science fiction, and it's a story of one child, but it's really talking about the monsters in the world that we ignore, or, you know, facing up to the monsters in communities when people act like they don't exist. So I think it's a really interesting and inventive story, and also really important idea to be thinking about for young people and adults.
Yeah. Of course, writers bring their entire identity to their products. Does that come through when you read Emezi's books as far as description of the world, identity, all of these things that we kind of embed in our writing?
Yeah, I think so. I think the thing that makes it important to read diversely and to read books from people whose lives are similar and different for yours is that you get to see the world in a different way, whether that author is trans or non-binary, or maybe they're from a different country from you or whatever that looks like. And I certainly think Emezi does a great job of bringing their perspectives to their work and also having a strong point of view, regardless of gender or race or country of origin, but also in addition to those things.
You know, interesting, strong point of view. In your view, Tracy, is it important to read strong points of view, even if we agree or disagree with them?
I think that's a really complicated question, Scott. Okay. I think that it's important to read things that are researched and that are fact-checked when it comes to nonfiction. I think it's important to read things that, you know, may potentially offend you, but I also don't think that it's important to read things that are purposefully harmful or are knowingly harmful. I think there are some books out there when we talk about the trans and non-binary community that are purposefully putting misinformation into the world, and I don't suggest that people read books like that, you know? So I think if you're asking about like strong opinions and strong voices that maybe might be different from your own, all within good faith. But I think when we start to talk about some of these issues, as we've seen politically, there can be bad faith contributions. And so I encourage folks not to read that.
Yeah, I understand. A couple more nonfiction titles on your list. You have Janet Mock's Redefining Realness. What's that book about?
So Janet Mock, people might know Janet Mock. She is a TV personality, activist, author, producer, all sorts of things. And in her first memoir, which is Redefining Realness, it's a coming of age story as a trans woman. And when she transitioned as a teenager, it talks about her experiences in sex work, her gender affirming surgery that she had in Thailand at the age of 18. So it's a really interesting memoir, especially given what's going on as folks are talking about, you know, what are the ages, how young, you know, all of this stuff that keeps coming up. And in this book, it's interesting because Janet Mock's telling her story and her experiences of transitioning at a young age.
All right. Also on your list is Deshaun Harrison's book, Belly of the Beast, The Politics of Anti-Fatness as Anti-Blackness. What a title.
Yeah, the book is great. I think, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to include it on this list, in addition to the book being great, is that Deshaun Harrison is, you know, a trans author, but they're writing not only about their trans experience, but also just generally about nonfiction. They also are fat, they also are Black, and they're writing about that as well. So this book is like a fantastic example of intersectionality on the page. Mm. And again, it's just really, really good. I highly encourage folks to check this one out.
Yeah. All right. You want to mention Felix Ever After by Kaysen Callender. What's this book about? What appeals to you?
It's a YA romance about Felix, who is a Black, queer, and trans young person. They're getting harassed at school. There's sort of a catfish type situation that happens in the book. And then, you know, as many YA books do, it turns into sort of a coming of age story about Felix's relationship with themselves. And I just think the book is really beautifully written. And if folks are Googling the titles or clicking on the list on the website, you'll see it has one of the most beautiful covers ever. It's bright orange with a floral crown on Felix. Just the book makes me feel warm inside.
You know, Tracy, as we mentioned, you know, books that talk about gender, identity, sexuality are often the targets of political bans. Mm-hmm. Is that particularly true of YA books in this space?
Yeah, I think that an interesting thing about what's going on with the book banning is a lot of the books that we talk about that are being banned in media are the adult books. So we hear a lot about Toni Morrison's books being banned, or maybe To Kill a Mockingbird. Yeah. Mm. But overwhelmingly, the books that are being banned are books aimed at young people. They're children and young adult authors and writers and stories that are aimed at those demographics. I think it's easy to get caught up in the adult titles because we all remember reading them and we all know them very well. But overwhelmingly, it's shown over and over that they're actually targeting young people's books and overwhelmingly targeting books by queer authors, authors of color, and trans authors. So I think it's important to remember that.
All right. And Tracy, any more fiction suggestions on your list for us? Do you have a couple more?
Yeah, I do. I have a few more. So We Deserve Monuments by Jazz Hammonds is another YA book. It's sort of romance and mystery. It's got family drama, coming of age, an unsolved murder in a Georgia town that also we're playing into some racism there. I don't want to give anything away because it is a mystery, but fantastic. And then an adult fiction book, though I encourage adults to read both of the YA titles I just mentioned, is Summer Fun by Jean Thornton. It centers around a character named Gala who's obsessed with a band called the Get Happies, which is, you know, a sort of a fictionalized 1960 band like the Beach Boys, if you want to imagine. Yeah. And Gala writes to a member of the band to find out what happened to their album Summer Fun that was never released. And then we get to see the parallels between the Get Happies and Gala as this book sort of unfolds. And it's a nice feel-good summer kind of book.
Yeah. In the book club I'm in, I feel like there are a couple different kind of categories of readers. There are some who want to read something familiar, you know, it's like they want to watch the next superhero movie or whatever, a familiar book. And then there are others who really want to read something from a perspective or a topic, you know, or a vector they haven't thought before. You know, just they want to try to widen their mind. And so in this context, for persons who may not have thought very deeply about this trans issue that is in the middle of our politics now, why might these books be for them?
Well, I mean, I want to just start here and say that trans authors are fantastic. I mean, these people whose books are being published, I think we should remember that they're writing great books first and foremost. So they should pick up the books because the books are good. I mean, Kaysen Callender is an award-winning writer. Janet Mock, these are incredibly beautiful, well-written stories that will also give folks a glimpse into maybe a life that they hadn't considered in a way that they hadn't considered. You know, I think so much of the story about trans people is written by people who are not trans or non-binary, and there's so much finger pointing and, you know, so much being put on. And I think in any moment like that, it's always nice to turn to the people and hear from them directly.
We have been talking about books on transgender issues and by transgender authors with Tracy Thomas, the creator and host of the podcast, The Stacks. Tracy, thank you as always.
Thank you.